and different experiences of what it means to live following Christ Jesus. I'm going to read from verse 3, which is a bit of an overlap with yesterday, but it puts verses 7 to 11 into context. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So I wonder what the Philippians would have felt and thought as they heard those words, such words of depth of love from Paul. How encouraging it must have been to hear him say, since I have you in my heart, the level of care and attention and love and concern that he has, trying to model out what Christ Jesus' love for them is. And that is surpassing Paul's own circumstances. I wonder if we have ever experienced that from someone that has been important in our life. That we know whatever we do, we are able to talk about it with them and know that they are praying for our well-being and making good choices. So maybe we can have a moment to pray for those that have mentored us in some way, that have wanted us to flourish under God, and have encouraged us and challenged us at the right times, helping us to grow with the Spirit to be more and more like Jesus. So a moment to thank God for those that have mentored you in your life and have shown you the good way to walk. Lord God, we thank you for those people that have believed in us, that have seen us in our potential, that have modelled something of what it means to follow Christ to us, that have cheered us on from the sidelines and held us when we've been in difficult places, believing that there is a good way through and that God, you are good, and you will be there in our troubles and our joys. Amen. So verse 9, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Often we talk about faith as a very personal thing, our own personal journey. our own pilgrimage. And yes, that is true. We each have our own things to face and to learn and to experience. But this letter is written to a group of people, people having different roles and responsibilities. And it's to that that Paul's prayer is directed, that your plural love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. So a time to pray for the communities and churches and families and groups of friends that we are involved in, that we have a project with in some way, that we may work more and more together, bring out the best in each other, and discern the good way of God in our life together. So a thankfulness for those people that we're currently working with, and a prayer around more love, knowledge, and depth of insight. So Lord God, help us as we work together. Help us to listen to one another and to love. Amen. And thirdly, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. What we are about in those communities, churches, families, is not something just for this world, that it has an eternal significance. It has an outworking practically in the world. It is to be seen by others so that they may glorify God, so that they may see who Christ is and what faith is about. So of the projects that we are involved in, let us pray for the best outworking that glorifies God, that causes others to see it and praise God, and where the fruit of the Spirit is front, right, and center. So Lord God, teach us humility as we work with one another. Give us clear-sightedness. Help us to listen to God and each other. And be bold to risk working together for the good in these projects and communities and churches we're involved in. Help us to serve one another as brothers and sisters for the service of Christ. Amen. I thought we'd sing the Tese chant, Bless the Lord, which is Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads us into life, because it's the Christian life is community-centered. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads us into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads us into my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Breakfast will be served shortly. Please feel free to stay in the chapel if you want to pray further. Thank you.